just stay in my head.
Just stay in my head.
Me, I'll just sleep in this bed.
I'll just sleep in my bed.
That was a song called Cool God by an artist called Jack Symes, who I think it's Symes. Anyway, this is Luke Powler. You are listening to Chagot Folk, which is my new show. That's what it's called. Here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And this week I'm being joined on my very first show of the semester by one Francesca, who I know as Vanelli.
Woo!
And yeah. And so we're just figuring it out tonight. We're just having a good first show. I don't know. How's it going?
You know, it's going. We were just talking about how life is kind of crazy right now, but it's also kind of a great wild ride. So.
Yeah. We're at a weird point in the semester where I feel like things are just getting going, but exams are also like coming next week. Mm-hmm. So,
but we want no part in it. So that's why we're here to play you some fun music.
Very, very true. And some of the fun music in question is going to be a song called Hold Me Down by one of my personal favorite bands that I've only started listening to within the last like 6 months or so. They're called the Happy Fits, and this is called Hold Me Down.
Oh,
Alright, so that was a song by Remy Wolf. If you haven't heard of her or listened to her music, go do it right now. Stop what you're doing.
Get on that.
Follow her on Spotify. She is someone who I have loved for many a year, and she's coming to Boston on Sunday at Royale. So if you're out there at home, folks, and you have tickets, I'll see you on Sunday. I'm very excited for it.
Oh, that sounds like it's going to be such a good time.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about the venue?
You know, I recently went to another concert there. It's kind of a great space for GA Boston College students to just come and all be one with each other. So
there you go.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Love to hear it.
I was saying to Luke before that I've had these tickets for so long, and it's funny when you plan things for, like, February, but currently it's November, because in your brain you're like, haha, February. If February ever happens. Maybe this is a me thing where I, like, just don't expect that months in the future will happen. But then they do, and now it's happening.
It always gets me. Especially when, like, writing the date and you're like, I've just got it muscle memory that it's 2021.
Yeah.
And literally today, I have had to erase 2021 and write 2022.
We're still in it, and it's February 10th, folks.
Yep.
Still last year.
It's been
in Luke's world.
Almost a month and a half, but that's fine.
Yeah, it's
that's
all right.
Fine. All right.
You'll get there.
Yeah.
2023. Hopefully.
Very true. But yeah, no, that's it. Right when I need to adjust again is when I've kind of settled into the first state of being. We got tons of great music coming up. It's gonna be a good show. I'm just going to say it. It's going to be a good show.
It's going to be a good show.
Yeah, so we're going to play a song called Nothing Has Changed by an artist called The Polar Boys. I haven't listened to any of their other stuff, but this song kind of rocks. I'm not going to lie. I'm a big fan. So enjoy.
Nothing's quite the same as it had been on those familiar days. I dream about an old familiar face. They wake up and you're gone without a trace. Changed, we always made it out. Even when I'm old and blue, I'll think about our time. Wandered aimlessly, for
I'll think about.
Even when I'm rolling through, I think about my time with you. Just break the clock and make it stop. I miss it when we talk a lot. Yeah, even when I'm rolling through, I'll think about my time with you. Just break the clock and make it stop. I miss it when we talk a lot. Yeah, even when
we're away, nothing has changed. We always made it out.
Just break the clock and make it stop. I miss it when we talk.
And we're on air.
Oh, Sammy Ray.
It's just, it's a good life.
Oh,
it's,
she does it every time.
She does, she gets it. I made the mistake of playing a jazzy song with a jazz singer in the studio, and so I got flexed on for the entirety of that, but I enjoyed it.
What?
I enjoyed it.
That wasn't
it.
A flex, that was a celebrating the music together.
As you should.
Kumbaya moment.
Kumbaya. Absolutely. Anyway. You've got something to tell us. About May.
I got something to tell you.
I mean, we were talking about months and planning ahead.
We really were. And most importantly, whether you're marking your calendars for the upcoming concert this month or whatnot, please stop what you're doing and mark down that May is National Bike Month. I know this sounds like it's far in advance, but there have been supply chain disruptions recently.
Oh, so true.
And we are worried that if you don't get a bike soon, you won't be able to observe it with us.
And we do plan on observing it and celebrating it daily for May.
Every day. So
every day.
Let me give you the lowdown here. May is National Bike Month, and the third week of May is Bike to Work Week. It's an excellent time of year to try this healthful, non-polluting way to travel. Cycling can be fun, healthy, and enjoyable, but it's important to follow the rules of the road. A motorist passing a bicycle must wait until it is safe to pass, then give adequate clearance. A cyclist should try to make it easy for a motorist to pass, but only if it is safe. When it is not safe to allow a car to pass, a cyclist should use the full lane. No matter what, watch out for distracted drivers, because they're everywhere.
Boston.
Cyclists have the so true, Boston. Cyclists have the same rights and the same responsibilities as other drivers, so drive your bike like the vehicle that it is, and every week can be a bike to work week. This message is from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Perfectly done. And such a good message as well.
Such a good message.
Yeah, I will need to be getting a bike and or renting them from Tish, because that's totally a thing you can do. But
that, have you tried it before?
I have. It was the first time I'd ridden a bike in a while. The brakes were not doing so hot on my bike, and I absolutely wiped in front of a car. But They were fine. They were like very, very aware and did a great job of stopping.
Wow.
I did feel like a complete loser. It was a trip through TMC.
Oh, no.
And I was just like, there were two poor other people there that had to be like, this guy does not know how to ride a bike.
Oh, no. Where did the incident happen?
It was on the side of the hill going toward like the fells, you know, like by around where like the Goldilocks bagel place,
like
that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Oh
no.
That was a year ago. We just dug up a memory for me. But we're gonna make new memories with bikes in May.
Yeah.
That's my New Year's resolution.
New February 10th resolution.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right,
starting,
so get on it, people. Get your bikes and you can bike with me and Luke.
I hear you wanting to call me Barnhouse.
It's really hard for me.
Yeah, so for context for anyone listening, we are both in a group on campus called Beats, which is all about drumming on trash. It's banging everything at Tufts, BEAT. Thank you for that. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I feel very supported in this
you
moment.
You are supported, always.
Oh. But we get funky nicknames through the group, and so Francesca and I know each other as Vanelli and Barnhouse.
Indeed. So calling him Luke seems a little bit silly to me, but, you know.
But, I mean, yeah. Yeah.
That's your name, so that, I guess I should be mindful of it.
Did I tell you that after... Because the veterans of the group, when I joined the group, introduced themselves as like this is my Beats nickname, but my parents call me whatever.
Yes.
My dad has started calling me Barnhouse infrequently, but he has absolutely started calling me Barnhouse.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Well, that's who you are.
It's stuck with a lot of people, and I'm here for it. Honestly, it's more interesting than Luke. I'm gonna say it.
I think that's an objective fact, personally.
But we're about to play a song called George Ezra.
Try it again.
From George Ezra, who's just a delightful man.
He
makes me happy. I don't know if you follow him on Instagram, but every now and then he does like an Instagram live post that's just like a video of him going like life is good today. Like, I hope you're having a good one. Or I don't.
That's
however the accent
with
actually
his,
goes.
The vibes of his music.
But
too.
He just like wishes goodwill. I'm a fan. I'm a big fan. But this is a song called "Anyone for You." I haven't heard it before because it's fairly new. So
hit us with it, Barnhouse.
Yeah, we're gonna listen to it together,
DJ
right?
DJ Barn.
Woo.
Rather be one.
And we're here.
We're back.
Excellent. So that was a song called Talk to the Moon by one of my favorite bands, which is Ripe. I got into them the February, or I guess the January before the pandemic.
Oh.
Because my friend texted into our group chat of high school friends. I was still in high school at the time. And he was like, this album's really cool. And he sent the album, and the album cover is this beautiful, like, neon orange tree.
Ooh.
Over this dark blue lake. And I was like, that's sick as hell.
Yeah.
Heck. and I was like, I've got to listen to this. And so I tuned in and really liked that album, and then really liked the band, and just got like so into them that January. And they were playing at the House of Blues in Boston in February.
Whoa,
right
whoa.
Before the pandemic.
Oh.
But I had to say to myself, like, I've only been their fan for a month. I have to pump the brakes here a little bit.
No.
And like not go.
Oh.
And so I missed seeing them in person, which
you
is a bummer. It was a poor choice. It was a year of a lot of concerts, though. I think that year I saw Of Monsters and Men, Vance Joy was early. Of Monsters and Men, AJR, and Hozier. Like,
wow.
All within the,
wow,
the
that's
like
a solid lineup.
8 months before that. But
no, I went to the Lodge this past weekend. It was nice. We were in the woods, and someone played a song by Hozier. And I mentioned something that I guess is very controversial, and I would love to hear your opinion on it, because it did not make me any friends. But someone said that he went and saw Hozier live, and I said, oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, there's not much to it, though. It's just like a guy with a guitar. And I said, okay, well, he's akin.
Okay.
This is akin to Ed Sheeran, because Ed Sheeran has often said he prefers to perform in like a small, like, puppy
yeah.
environment as opposed to a huge stadium, because he's
yeah.
a dude with a guitar, which is great, but more
Fair.
Intimate settings maybe are better for him. And I got so much hate for comparing Ed Sheeran to Hozier. And it made me sad. It put me in the dumps. So I'd love to know what your take on this.
I was honestly genuinely scared when you were saying that you had a Hozier take that
oh,
you
I
thought was going to be a, like, I don't know, thought was going to be an issue.
No.
I completely agree. I think that, like, seeing Hozier in a, yeah, in, like, a pub setting, or in, like, some kind of setting where it's just, like, a raised, just, like, 6 inches off the ground stage in otherwise a room of like round tables, and it's like dimly lit. I think that would be like the ideal place to see it, personally.
Right.
Personally.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you.
But
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, House of Blues had a lot of things going for it. It's like a smaller venue.
Yeah.
And, you know, he breaks out like the choir and the people
wow.
with like violins and
oh,
stuff.
That
and so
amazing.
Very, very ethereal vibes from this man. This Irishman who I love very deeply. But I do feel like it was too big for him still.
Yeah.
Still, I, yeah.
Well,
but, I mean,
he's an incredible performer, so in any case.
Very, very true. Have you heard, we've got something coming. We've got something really good coming. I do want to ask, have you heard
yeah.
he did a cover of, actually two covers. He did one cover of Do I Want to Know by the Arctic Monkeys.
Yes. That
very, very good.
Flame. That
very,
wasn't recently,
very good.
Though. Was
no,
it?
that was a while ago. And then
yeah.
during the pandemic, he got on Instagram Live and did a cover of Toxic by Britney Spears.
No, I've never seen
it. It's
this.
So good.
Oh my God.
It is
like, with
so
a guitar,
good.
I'm assuming.
Yes.
Or,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Just
goodness.
Like on a couch. It was not very rehearsed. He did not go through the whole song. He just went through the chorus a couple of times, but like, worth it.
The man has a talented brain, talented hands for making the brain things happen. That's end of
couldn't have said it better myself.
Also.
Honestly, couldn't have said it better myself. All right, we're gonna hit you with a little bit of a skit. We've practiced. We have so
extensively.
If your socks get knocked off, then know that was our goal.
This will be a reading of Next Trip to the River. Do you want to hit them with the sound effects?
Yeah, for sure. So. You know, we come down on a forest, maybe?
It's a park.
On a park?
Next to a river.
Okay, yeah.
But maybe we'll find out.
Okay, yeah. But we hear some tweet, 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 tweet.
Also children laughing.
Tweet,
tweet.
And a sprinkler going. And a collar jingling.
Lights up on Karen.
Welcome back. How was the trip to the river?
Oh, it was just fantastic.
Lucky you not being around for all that rain.
It sure looked like a lot of runoff. Anyways, I've got to get going. Let's catch up soon.
Sounds good.
Bark.
Jingle, jingle, jingle. That's a caller. Hey, wait. You've got to make sure you pick that up.
Really? But no kids play in this part of the neighborhood, and it's decomposable, isn't it?
True. But all that rain and stormwater runoff will pick up things like fertilizer, pesticides, trash, and dog waste, which will go down the nearest drains and waterways and end up in streams, lakes, and rivers.
Ooh, ooh.
Make sure you pick up dog waste to keep bacteria out of our water. We want to keep it swimmable and boatable. Wouldn't want Buddy putting a damper on your next trip to the local river. Brought to you by the Mystic River Watershed Association. And scene.
And scene. How do you feel? Have you been immersed? Did you just go with us on a trip to the Mystic River?
That's a rhetorical question.
You can't answer. We can't hear you.
And the answer is yes.
Of course it is. All right. So, as always, some more excellent music. We got some Sammy Rae coming up.
Hey.
Are we playing Sammy Rae again? Yeah. Are we going to play
Sammy Rae again? She just came out with this new song. It's called Follow Me Like the Moon.
Incredible, and we're gonna give it a listen.
Hey!
like the moon, and then you follow me like the moon. And I try to shake it off, then I try to sleep it off. You still follow me like the moon, and then you follow me like the moon.
God, this phone, holding my leg to chew the bone. Entice me to get one more plate of Chinese food. Heaven is closing fast on my face. Without you is such a mess. I hope it shows, 'cause honey, there's just one thing I know. Heaven is closing fast on my face.
Watching the sun bake, all of those tourists covered with oil. Strumming my six string on my front porch swing. Smell those shrimp, they're beginning to boil. Wasting away. Nothing to show but this brand new tattoo. But it's a real beauty, a Mexican cutie. How it got here, I haven't a clue. Wasting away again in margarita bed. Searching for my lost shaker of salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame. blew out my flip-flop, stepped on a pop-top, cut my heel, had to cruise on back home. But there's booze in the blender, and soon it will render that frozen concoction that helps me hang on. Wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost sugar salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, but I know it's my
And I hope I don't need to introduce that song, so I'm not going to.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my stance. That's
Take
my stance.
Charge, DJ Luke.
Thank you.
So, while we were on the break, DJ Luke brought up a really interesting thing to me that someone, friend, sweet mates, they made this up.
Yes.
And I think it's very intriguing. And he said, based on purely energy.
Just feeling. It's just vibes. Vibes alone.
Only vibes. Square, circle, triangle. What is your primary and then your secondary shape?
Yep. So think about it.
Are you allowed to answer for yourself, or does someone else have to answer for you?
It's my opinion that you're allowed to answer for yourself, but maybe your answer is not the accepted answer.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense. Kind of like the you can't give yourself a nickname kind of thing.
Right. Because what I said was, oh, well, I hope I'm a triangle girl. And he said, oh, well, you are a triangle girl. But I feel like I planted that seed in your mind. Would you really have said that?
Hard to say. You know? Hard to say.
Fair enough. I feel like that means no. So maybe I'm not the cool triangle girl that I thought.
No, I like... I don't know if I would have gotten to primary triangle first by myself.
Okay, now we're getting into it.
Yeah.
All right. Tell me how you really feel.
Well, no, but I mean, I told you that I often get, and I am proud of, square, circle,
yes,
as my two shapes.
I think those are solid.
But I mean, but I also planted that seed in your brain before you gave me a personality.
You're so right. You threw it back to me, and yeah, I realized the woe inherent in my question. So.
Wow, the woe. How
yes,
poetic.
The woe. The woe.
How
the
incredibly
woes and woos.
Poetic. The woes and woos. The ups and downs.
So true. So anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. I pulled up the weather because I like doing the weather. So it's Thursday night right now, so I'm not going to give you the Thursday night weather because you're outside, probably, or inside. In which case, that doesn't really matter.
Yep.
That's
kind of like the point of weather. General,
yeah.
Right?
Okay. Well, anyway, so for Friday, if you're in Medford, MA, if you're not in Medford, MA, let me know. And I'll read the weather for you wherever you are. Just tell me. But if you're in Medford, MA, the weather on Friday is going to be partly cloudy with a high of 51. Saturday, it's going to be a high of 56, also partly cloudy. Sunday, we're going to get some cloud cover. It's going to come back down to 32. And then the next week is looking like it's going to kind of stay in the 20s and 30s toward the beginning of the week with some sun shining. So, it'll be cold, but no precipitation coming up. So that's what I take away from that.
All right, then.
Yeah.
We'll take it. We enjoyed a nice springy day today.
Very true. Yeah. It was quite pleasant out.
That perked my spirits quite a bit.
I approve of that phrasing. I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
Francesca, how did you like being on air?
I might never not come back on Thursdays at this time of evening. I had so much fun. Thanks to all of our fans out there.
I'm still trying to get through the double negative.
I'm never going to not be here. So I
okay.
did it again. I always will come back forever
if,
to be on this show with you.
If you are a listener and you would like to also never not come back, then never not come back next week at 9 and listen until 10.
9 p.m. on Thursday.
That's completely correct.
Here for folks...
Folks should go, folk. I don't really
folks
know.
Folks on boats, and that's not it.
Folks on boats. We got subtitles.
We do. Okay.
Yeah.
Folks should go on boats.
There you go.
See you here.
See you. We'll be here. Yeah, and let me get a shorter song because we're about to run out of time. But this has been Luke and Francesca. You were listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And, you know, I hope you've enjoyed it. I really do.
I hope you bopped out to all of the things that we put in your ear holes and that you continue to bop out to these and more for the rest of your lovely little night.
All right. And here's a short song that I really love. So, enjoy.
Well, he said to me, child, I'm afraid for your soul. These things that you're after, they can't be controlled. This beast that you're after will eat you alive and spit out your bones. She'll string you along, she'll sell you a lie. There's nothing but pain on the edge of the night. There is no courage in flirting with fear to prove your things you call life. The song of the siren that holds your desire. Yes, she is cunning and clever as hell, and she'll eat you alive.